Welcome to the 100% Awesome Podcast with April Price. You might not know it, but every result in your life is 100% because of the thoughts you think. And that, my friends, is 100% awesome. Hello, podcast universe. Welcome to episode 101 of the 100% Awesome Podcast. I'm April Price, and I want to welcome you to the podcast. Here we are back at number one, right? 101. And I am amazed as I look back and think about that very first episode, just how far I have come in my business, in my confidence, in my own development. It's kind of amazing to me. And actually, that has kind of been on my mind a lot the last couple of weeks. There have been a whole bunch of milestones that have kind of occurred for me in the last couple of weeks, and it has really made me think about how we create things, how we are so much more powerful than we really know, and how if we are willing to push ourselves outside of our comfort zone and not just do the things that we've always done, we can create some pretty extraordinary things in our lives. So as you know, last week was the 100th episode of the podcast, which means that I am really close to completing 2 years of podcasting, 2 years of weekly writing and recording and publishing a podcast. And my business turns two about the same time. And there have been lots of amazing things that have come from this work. And as I come upon this anniversary, I'm just really aware of that. So first, there have been over 100,000 downloads of the podcast, which hopefully means that there are 100,000 opportunities out there for human brains to think differently about themselves and their lives and their capacity and their agency. And as my business turns 2 years old, I can see how starting it on that May day when I had nothing but hope in my heart has resulted in so much good in my life and in the lives of other people. And I just started my second group coaching session, which means that my capacity and my abilities and my demand have all grown in that time, which is allowing me to help even more people really love their Earth Life experience. And on top of all that, and all those anniversaries and all those like momentous things that have happened, I also had a birthday, okay? Which means that I commemorated having had another 365 opportunities to live a human life, to manage my human brain through one more day. And it has given me an opportunity to look back and notice what I have done over the last 365 days to become and to grow and to develop. And I tell you all of that to just say that it has just really made me reflective and super aware of the opportunities that life gives every one of us. It just always reminds me that our lives as they are always optional. And by that, I mean, like I spent the last year pushing myself outside my comfort zone and learning how to feel fear and move forward anyway. I spent the last year feeling overwhelmed and insecure and confused and uncertain so that I could grow my business and help you and help others. And in doing so, I grew a little bit more confident and powerful and creative in my own way. I learned things about myself. And all of that learning and growing was optional. It was just as possible not to create a podcast as it is to create one. It's just as possible to not create a business as it is to create one. Like living a life where I didn't do any of the things I have done was just as available to me. Living a life where I didn't stretch and push and experience discomfort was just as valid and just as good even. But if I hadn't, there are a whole lot of experiences I would have missed and not experienced, and a whole lot of skills that I wouldn't have right now. And so I am so glad that I made the choices that I did to live the life I have lived. And that is what I want to talk to you about today. The truly optional nature of your entire life. It's all optional. Your right to choose your life is unalterable and absolute. Like, none of it is determined and none of it is required. You are choosing your life every moment of every day, whether we recognize it or not. And I'm just so much more aware at this moment in my life than probably I ever have been before. And just so aware of how truly intentional I want to be with my life. I have figured out that wishing it was different just isn't good enough. And that anything I want truly is available to me. And when my brain tells me otherwise, I know now for sure that it is wrong. So today I want to talk about living an extraordinary life. And what I mean by extraordinary is a life lived on purpose, intentionally. Ordinary living is just taking what your brain currently accepts as possible for you as the truth. Ordinary living is just reiterating what you have done in the past over and over again and continuing to create what you know. I think living an extraordinary life means being in charge of your choices. Intentionally, choosing the life you want to live on purpose. So the other day I heard someone say, like, I don't want to live a mediocre life. And I feel the exact same way, in that if my purpose here on this earth is to grow and learn and develop and become, I don't want to settle for what my brain gives me on default, because my brain is not into growth. Okay. It is not into learning and becoming. And I don't want to settle for what I create when I'm not thinking about it, or when I just accept my brain's limitations and desires to stay the same. So today I want to talk to you about what I think will help you create an extraordinary life. Okay, so the first thing that I think creates an extraordinary life is the willingness to feel bad. So sometimes when you think about the idea of having an extraordinary life, we sort of fall into a trap where we imagine like this life chock full of bliss and joy and ease and comfort and achievement. And we hardly ever imagine that an extraordinary life actually contains a lot of negative emotion. 50%, in fact. Surprise, surprise. And whether you live a life on default or you choose to live an extraordinary life, that part doesn't change. There's always going to be 50% of it that is hard, that is negative. We aren't choosing extraordinary because it feels better and there's less pain there and less negative emotion. We are choosing an extraordinary life because of who we can become, the experiences we get to have in that life, the skills we get to learn, and the ways we get to contribute in the world, but not an attempt to avoid the negative parts of life. Okay, that part is actually non-negotiable. To get an extraordinary life, we have to be willing to feel bad. And why is that? Because anything outside the ordinary, outside our usual, outside our comfort zone, is going to make our brain freak out and protest. And when the brain freaks out, it creates a lot of negative emotion for us. It makes us feel scared and insecure and unworthy and ashamed and unqualified. And it's making us feel that way so that we will return to the ordinary, so that we will return to life the way we've always lived it. And so we have to be willing to feel bad long enough to get what we want. We have to be willing to feel all the negative emotion our brain produces to get something different. So the other day at church, I was talking to a friend that had just finished coach certification, and she is just starting her coaching business. And we were talking and she said, it's just terrifying. And I said, yeah, yes, it is, right? And that's the thing. Extraordinary lives are terrifying, right? And you aren't doing it wrong if you're terrified or insecure or uncertain or full of self-doubt. It means you are in the arena, right? Somebody's going to throw you the ball. You're up. It's your line, right? Did I mix enough metaphors in there? Of course it feels terrible. Okay? It's supposed to, because your brain is very uncomfortable with this extraordinary life. And the better we can get at feeling bad and even enjoying the sensations that are created when we have negative emotion, the more we can do extraordinary things in our lives. So the other day I was at the gym and I was listening to my son's podcast. My son recently started his own podcast and it is awesome. And anyway, in the podcast, he asked a question, something along the lines of, what if we just decided to like feeling bad. And I was kind of struck by that because I had just been doing pull-ups and I had had the thought, like, these really hurt. I need to get better at pull-ups so they will stop hurting, right? I don't like hurting. And when he said, like, what if we just decided to like feeling bad, I realized that if I liked the pain that I feel when I do pull-ups, I would do them more. And if I did them more, I would get stronger. And then as a bonus, I would also get better at pull-ups. So do you see? If I liked the pain, if I liked the discomfort, if I liked the uncomfortable sensation in my body, then I would do pull-ups more. Right? If you're building a coaching business and you like feeling scared, you are going to build more and more. You're going to make more offers and you're going to get stronger and you're going to get more skills in your business. Right? Like, what if you don't need to get better at anything except feeling bad in order to get an extraordinary life? Whatever you are trying to do that is extraordinary or outside of your comfort zone, your brain is going to produce negative emotion to get you to stop. But if you decide to like that feeling, that sensation, if you decide to like feeling bad, then you are going to be willing to feel it more, which will make you stronger and give you more skills in whatever you are doing. Whenever I am working on the next level in my business and it feels so scary to me and so uncomfortable and so outside my comfort zone, I always complain to my coach about how awful I feel, right? And she says, that's just how growth feels. She says, it doesn't feel terrible. It feels like growing. This is what growing feels like. Okay. And if I like that feeling, I'm going to get better at growing. Okay. So the first thing you need to do to live an extraordinary life is to embrace negative emotion. It means you're doing it right. Okay. Next, to live an extraordinary life, I want you to understand that it's always a matter of choice. So I think most of us have like this secret or like maybe not so secret belief that extraordinary lives are reserved for the very few, right? Like the world is full of like 99% ordinary lives. And then there's like this precious few that get lucky and get an extraordinary one. And again, I think this comes from the idea that extraordinary like looks a certain way, a certain amount of fame or success or wealth or creativity, and that's limited somehow. And I think extraordinary means any life lived on purpose. And that is available to every single one of us. It's not reserved for the precious few. I also happen to think that any fame or success or wealth or creativity you want is also available to every one of us and also a matter of choice, but we're going to take this in baby steps, right? Okay. So first, I just want you to see that every human being has been given the gift of agency, which means the ability to choose for themselves and determine their own destiny. And every human being has the unlimited ability to grow and develop in any way they want. We are only ever limited by our own ideas of what we can do. But the truth is for each of us that the future is unknown. Your future is unknown. And you have the capacity to create anything you want into that future. And when we act like it's predetermined by our current abilities or our like predetermined abilities, we are severely limiting the life we can have. Like if you had asked me 5 years ago what my life would look like today, I could not have imagined that any of the things that are part of my life now would be there, right? I thought I was limited by my health and by my experience and by my talents and by my money and by my connections. I thought I was limited by my knowledge and by the major that I chose in college or by my lack of discipline or my mental health issues. Like none of those limitations actually existed except in my own mind. So stop fighting for your limitations. As I heard Carl Lowenthal say the other day, are you going to fight for your potential or are you going to fight for your limitations? Because you will win either way. You can tell yourself that you are limited and that you can't have what you want for whatever reason your brain says. But I want you to know that believing your brain is a choice. Believing that the limitation is there is a choice, and you can choose to believe something else. Okay, the third thing that I want to give you to help you live an extraordinary life is to encourage you to make your decisions in the present according to who you want to be in the future. So the other day, I heard a speech by Jim Cathcart, and in it, he recommended asking this question. He said, ask yourself, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do? How would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do? And a long time ago, I did a meditation where the teacher asked us to imagine walking along a beach. And as we're walking along this beach, we noticed someone walking towards us. And as that person got closer, we realized that it was just us. It was us a year from now. And that version of us smiled at us and we sat down on the sand together and we asked ourselves some questions. What is your daily life like? What are your relationships like? What is your health like? What is your spiritual connection with God like? What is your work and your contribution like? What does your business look like? What do you know that I don't know? And what occurs to you when you do that meditation or any other similar mental exercise where you imagine future you? You suddenly realize that you don't have to worry, right? All the things that you want are out there. They are coming towards you even now. There is another version of you farther up the timeline, but walking towards you as you walk towards her. And she is already living all those things and doing all those things that you want to do. And I like knowing that there is like iteration upon iteration of me out there ahead of me. Okay, I am her, she is me, and she appreciates everything that I'm doing now to become her. And I know that she is not only just like a possibility out there, but she is a real person. And as I act like she does, I claim that future for myself. So I think it can be really helpful to ask yourself now and then, what would she do? What would he do? How would that future version of me, that person that I'd like to be, how would she do the things I'm about to do? How would she approach this conversation? How would she love this person? How would she do this scary thing? How would she exercise or eat or sleep? How would she pray? In many ways, this goes along with what we were talking about at the very beginning, that we often just aren't doing things right now in the present because of how it makes us feel. But that just keeps us reiterating the possibility of our current life. And if we continue to do things like we do them now, we're going to continue to get the same results and reiterate the same life. To live an extraordinary life, we need to be doing what future us would be doing. We need to do things like he or she would do them so that we can create and iterate that possibility. Okay, so how would the person I want to be do the thing I'm about to do? How would the person who has 100 episodes do the thing I'm about to do when I'm tired and I don't want to and I'm scared? How would the person who can do 10 pull-ups in a row do the things I'm about to do when she doesn't want to be in pain? How would the person who sells out her coaching program do the things I'm about to do when I'm self-conscious and scared and nervous? Okay, now, and keep in mind, like, you don't have to do any of it. None of these things make me better or make my life better. But there are skills that that person, that future me has that I might want. There are experiences that that person has that I might want. And if I do, how would she do what I'm about to do? Okay, next, to live an extraordinary life, I think you need to see yourself as a problem solver. So I think one of the biggest thing our brain uses to keep us the same is the thought, I don't know. I don't know how, I don't know what to do, I don't know what I want to do, I don't know. Okay, this is a phrase that always sounds like the truth. We say it so often that we almost don't even notice it. We just assume that, of course, it's true. We don't know. And I want to offer you two alternative thoughts to I don't know. First, I want to offer that we do know. We know way more than we think we do. And whatever we don't know, we can figure out. Like, the not knowing, even if it's true, is utterly irrelevant. It doesn't matter if you don't know, okay? It doesn't matter if you don't know if you are a problem solver. I don't know is a thought that is killing your extraordinary life. And it seems so innocent and innocuous and true and kind of undeniable. But I want you to notice what would change if you never allowed yourself to say it. So the other day I was listening to James Wedmore and he was talking about the mantra of I don't know, that it has become almost just like a daily, hourly mantra. We say it without even thinking it. And the result of thinking I don't know and saying I don't know is not trying anything new. And to live an extraordinary life, you are going to have to do lots of things new, which means that we want to replace I don't know with I can figure this out. I started thinking about this in terms of like all the books that I read last year that are about people who have done extraordinary things, right? When I think about Ross Edgley or Buck Knight or Colin O'Brady, right? And I will link all their books in the show notes, but they didn't know how to do any of it, right? They made their best guess and then they problem solved over and over and over again. They problem solved. They didn't think that not knowing was a problem. And the more you can move into the role of a problem solver rather than a perfectionist who has to know, the more extraordinary life you will get. Our need to do it right and not fail is killing our dreams and our extraordinary lives. I told you that Phil Knight said in his book that like he never expected not to fail. Okay? It feels so indulgent and safe to not know. Right? As long as we don't know, then we never have to take any risks. We never have to take any action. We don't have to feel scared or insecure or vulnerable or whatever negative emotion our brain produces. We can just stay safe, continuing not to know how. And ever since I heard James Wedmore talk about this, I've just noticed how often I say, I don't know, and how it's like this little escape hatch for me. It keeps me like from showing up and possibly failing or possibly looking stupid or feeling some other negative emotion, right? Most likely shame for me. Okay. And so I have decided that either I know or I will figure it out, but I don't know is no longer an option. When I went to start my first group coaching program, I told my coach, like, I don't know how. And she's like, well, if you did know how, what would you do? And I was like, no, really. Like, I don't know how. And she's like, well, how do you think you would start? Right? Like, she just kept telling me that I did know. And I was like convinced that I didn't. Right? And finally, I was like, well, I'd probably have to like have a name for it. And she's like, okay, and then what? And I was like, well, I'd probably have to like have a start date. And she's like, okay, and then what? And I said, well, then I guess I'd have to tell people about it and sell it. And she was like, okay. It turns out you know, right? So notice that I don't know was just a lie that was keeping me from doing all the scary things that would need to be done in order to start my program. You have to be willing to walk into the room of knowing in your mind, right? The room where like you know things and then you have to guess and you have to try some things. And if you do that enough and you're willing to try and then feel all the negative emotions that trying creates, there is nothing that you can't have, including an absolutely extraordinary life. Okay, finally, the last thing that I want to give you that I think will help you create an extraordinary life is allowing yourself to be a little bit delusional. Okay, so let me explain this. So I know that you already know the principle that our thoughts are creating our results. Okay, so it follows that if we want to create a new result, something extraordinary, we're going to have to think something new. But what happens when we go to think that new thing is that our new results haven't caught up to our new thought yet. Right? Our results aren't extraordinary yet, right? There's going to be some lag time where those results are created and they build up. In the meantime, we have old results and we're trying to think new thoughts and our brain is kind of freaking out. Okay. We call this cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance makes our brain super uncomfortable, okay? It happens when we're thinking a new thought and it's not lining up with what we see around us because those results haven't had the time to accumulate and show up in our lives. And so for a little while, the thought that we have and the result we have are not matching. They don't quite line up. And we aren't seeing evidence for the new thought. And our brains hate this because our brains like to be right. Brains want to be right all the time. And so whatever we're thinking, it's looking for the evidence of that thing. Okay. And this is a real phenomenon that as we go to think new things, our brain is going to experience this cognitive dissonance and freak out and say like, we can't believe this. This is totally delusional. Have you looked at your life? Have you looked at your results? You can't believe this thing about yourself. But we have to believe new things if we want to create new things. Okay, so let me just give you a couple of quick examples. One of the first thoughts I decided to believe was, I'm good with money. And when I first started believing that, I looked around my life and I was like, no, you're not. Have you seen your credit card balance? Have you seen your bank account? Like, you still have student loans. You know that, right? Like, you cannot believe this new thought, right? You don't even own a home. My brain was like, you're crazy to think this new thing. Another example is when I started exercising. I tried to believe that I was a person who liked exercise, right? But I had no evidence for that. I hadn't done it for most of my life. I wasn't good at it. I didn't know what to do and I didn't feel comfortable at the gym, right? So I'm a person who likes to exercise didn't line up with any reality in my life. But if I don't believe these new things, I'm never going to get a new result. If I keep thinking the old thing that matches the current evidence, I'm just going to keep creating that, okay? So this will happen for each of us. We have to hold the new thought long enough and experience cognitive dissonance long enough to let the results start stacking up in our life, to close that lag time till our results can meet our thought. I have to think I'm good with money long enough for it to change my feelings and change my actions and for the results to start adding up. For any new thought you want to believe, there's going to be a bit of lag time while the results catch up to the thought. But if you can endure the sort of discomfort between believing something that you don't have evidence for, eventually that evidence will build and it will match your thought. So I want you to let yourself be a little bit delusional. Let your brain be a little uncomfortable and allow time for the results to line up with your thought rather than giving up the thought and just continuing to create the same life. To create an extraordinary life, you have to let yourself believe things you don't have evidence for yet. Just because you want to, just because you can. And I always tell myself, like April, like there are people that believe the earth is flat. So guess what? You can believe whatever you want. There are no thought police. And sometimes I just give myself permission to be delusional because it isn't actually delusional. It's just that the result hasn't had time to catch up. It's just ahead of its time, right? And there's some lag time there. And so I'm just going to give myself permission to be delusional long enough for those results to show up in my life. You kind of give yourself permission knowing that this isn't actually a problem. It's just a problem for your brain. Your brain is just uncomfortable. But who cares when you want to create an extraordinary life? Okay, so I hope all of that will help you. The other day I read a quote that was attributed to Marcus Aurelius, and it said, "Think of yourself as dead. You have lived your life. Now take what's left and live it properly." Like, really? Think of yourself as dead. Imagine it's over. You have lived your life. It's no longer available for use or for growth. What do you wish you had done? And use today to live the life you want to be living. Take everything you have left and live an extraordinary life. Embrace the experience of your negative emotion. Understand that you get to choose and make those choices according to what the person you want to be would choose. Stop saying, I don't know, okay? And see yourself as a problem solver. And know that you get to believe unbelievable things about yourself and give yourself permission to believe them long enough for your results to show up in your life. You have the unlimited capacity to create an extraordinary life. And that, my friends, is 100% awesome. I love you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today. If you want to take the things I've talked about and apply them in your life so that you can love your Earth Life experience, sign up for a free coaching session at aprilprisecoaching.com. This is where the real magic happens and your life starts to change forever. As your coach, I'll show you that believing your life is 100% awesome is totally available to every one of us. The way things are is not the way things have to stay. And that, my friends, is 100% awesome.